you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Alleluia.
Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever, our hope, our strong
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you,
and also with you.
Jesus Christ, whom we worship, is our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord, and we have walked with him through his journey of love. We have faced the agony of his suffering and death on a cross. We have rejoiced at his bursting free from the bonds of death. We have enjoyed his risen presence with us, and his revelation of himself through the breaking of bread. We have seen his return to the throne, before which every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that this Jesus is Lord. And now, with the followers of his own time, we await the coming of the promised Holy Spirit, his gift to his people, through whom we make Christ known to the world. Be with us, Spirit of God. Nothing can separate us from your love. Breathe on us, breath of God. Fill us with your saving power. Speak in us, wisdom of God. Bring strength, healing, and peace. We join together in song.
Presence of the Lord, the Holy One is near.
As we wait in silence, fill us with your spirit. As we listen to your word, fill us with your spirit. As we worship you in majesty, fill us with your spirit. As we long for your refreshing, fill us with your spirit. As we long for your renewing, fill us with your spirit. As we long for your equipping, fill us with your spirit.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue was rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the part of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying unto one another, What does this mean? But others sneered and said, They are filled with new wine. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, Men of Judea, and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Spirit of God fills the whole world. Alleluia.
I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries.
I will sprinkle clean water over you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses. A new heart I will give you, and put a new spirit within you. And I will remove from your body the heart of stone, and give you a heart of flesh. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. The Spirit of God fills the whole world. Alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, who I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and he will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ."
4 years ago, things were very different for Anne and I. I was preparing to retire after nearly 40 years of teaching, and we were in the process of selling the house that had been our home together for 30 years, ready to move to South Shields. In the run-up to my retirement, one question I was asked more than any other, I think, was, will you be doing any supply teaching when you get up there? My stock answer was, no, because I'd have to do a language conversion course first. And in today's reading from Acts, we hear the familiar story of Pentecost, in which the disciples are filled with the Holy Spirit and begin to speak in other languages. The ultimate language conversion course. In a number of churches, and in particular some of the charismatic traditions, speaking in tongues is seen as a sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit, also known as glossolalia. It's a phenomenon in which people utter words or speech-like sounds, often thought by believers to be languages unknown to the speaker. Some believe it to be the language of angels. There have been many studies about speaking in tongues, and for those who experience it, it can be very profound, but, and this is just my personal view, I feel that in some ways it misses the mark. The whole point of the Pentecost story was that the disciples were able to communicate to everyone in a way that they understood. The message of Jesus was now accessible to everyone. For me, the last few months has been a time to reflect on what God wants from us as a church, starting with the Live Lent booklets, in which we examined the nature of evangelism and taking God's message to our communities. A number of us also watched the videos from Hannah Steele produced to support the Live Lent materials. Of these, the one which had the most impact on me was the interview with Archbishop Stephen Cottrell. If you haven't listened to it, I would encourage you to do so, and you can find a link to it under today's readings on the St. Peter's website. The Archbishop makes a number of key points, too many to cover in this reflection, although I'm sure they will be developed by others as we journey through ordinary time together. But I'd like to spend just a little time on the point which really spoke to me, that as churches, we should seek to be communities of nurture and challenge. During the pandemic, while we were not able to meet in our buildings, we continued with worship online. Now, an outsider might be forgiven for thinking that this was to tide things over until we get back to normal. And although you can't see it, I do have back to normal in inverted commas. However, the notion that we're ticking over has a long way from reality. It's been a time of growth for us. It might not have been tongues of fire and the instant understanding of the original Pentecost story. Indeed, there have been many struggles and mistakes, most of which involve fonts. But we have seen nearly 60 people come forward and find voices to lead, to read, to preach and to pray. Many of them are younger members, and a good many doing it for the first time ever. And some of those who have led online will be leading the worship in our church buildings over the next few weeks. And this is something we should be rejoicing in. And I invite you to hold all those who are taking this step in your prayers. We've heard too in our readings and reflections after Easter, the commandment that we love one another not in word and speech, but in action, 1 John. And coupled with Kate's suggestion that we might see ourselves as sheepdogs rather than sheep, helping the shepherd to bring the lost and straying sheep safely home. We've heard the motivation that greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Now, it may be that unlike early Christians and Christians in some parts of the world today, we will not be called upon to face death for our beliefs. But if we can dedicate our lives with all the personal challenges that that brings to nurture even one person into God's family, how worthwhile our lives will have been. Like the disciples at Pentecost, we should seek to make God's message real and accessible to any and all who might walk through our doors. In fact, to those who don't, won't or can't walk through the door, as Anne challenged us 2 weeks ago, we should strive to live God's commandments in and for our communities. Tomorrow, we could, if we wished, deck the church out in gold for the lesser feast of John and Charles Wesley, the great evangelist, hymn writers and social campaigners, who were brought to faith 238 years ago this week. It's fitting that this anniversary falls in the same week that we remember God giving the power to communicate to all people. And it wasn't just with hymns and music that the Wesleys communicated. For them, works as well as faith were essential to the whole of Christian living, and caring for the poor, for prisoners, for widows, for orphans mattered a great deal. Their popularity grew amongst those to whom they took their message because they were prepared to speak out about the social inequalities and injustices faced by those communities. Charles Wesley marked each anniversary of his conversion by writing a hymn. And on the first anniversary, he wrote the wonderful tune that we have come to know as "Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing." And yes, of course, we'll be hearing it and, if at home, no doubt singing along to it towards the end of our worship. It's believed that the inspiration for the hymn came from a remark made to Wesley by the Moravian bishop Peter Berler shortly before his conversion. "Had I a thousand tongues," he said, "I would praise him with them all." However, the words have come to mean so much more. Instead of us asking God to put a thousand tongues in our heads, can we not ask him to put a thousand tongues in our churches, along with the accompanying heads, voices, bodies and souls? And those tongues are out there, in the homes, the streets, the parks, the schools of Cleedon Park and Harton. We just need to bring them through the door to welcome and accept them for who they are, to meet their many varied and sometimes challenging needs, and to show them unconditional love. In doing this, we'll not only grow as a church, but as Christ's disciples. If we do this, we can be assured that it will be with God's help, for it's what he commands us to do. And perhaps we can see verse 6 of A Thousand Tongues as the basis of a prayer for our mission. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim and spread through all the earth abroad the honours of your name. Amen.
Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one from whom we exist?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us and rose again?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world.
We believe and trust in him.
This is the faith of the Church. This is our faith.
We believe and trust in one God,
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God has made us one in Christ. He has set his seal upon us, and as a pledge of what is to come, has given the Spirit to dwell in our hearts. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Breathe on me, breath of God, fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love, and do what thou wouldst do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with thee I will one will to do and to endure. Breathe on me, breath of God, till I am wholly thine, until this earthly part of me glows with thy fire divine. Breathe on me, breath of God, so shall I never die, but live with thee the perfect life of thine eternity.
Generous God, we thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. We ask that we may be strengthened to serve you better. Lord, come to bless us
and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the wisdom of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to make us wise to understand your will. Lord, come to bless us
and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the peace of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to keep us confident of your love wherever you call us. Lord, come to bless us
and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the healing of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to bring reconciliation and wholeness where there is division, sickness and sorrow. Lord, come to bless us
and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the gifts of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to equip us for the work which you have given us. Lord, come to bless us
and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the fruit of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to reveal in our lives the love of Jesus. Lord, come to bless us
and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the breath of your Holy Spirit given us by the risen Lord. We ask you to keep the whole Church living and departed in the joy of eternal life. Lord, come to bless us
and fill us with your Spirit.
Generous God, you sent your Holy Spirit upon your Messiah at the River Jordan and upon the disciples in the upper room. In your mercy, fill us with your Spirit. Hear our prayer and make us one in heart and mind to serve you with joy forever. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray that the Spirit will work through our lives to bring Christ to the world. Holy Spirit, sent by the Father, ignite in us your holy fire. Strengthen your children with the gift of faith. Revive your church with the breath of love, and renew the face of the earth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For 50 days we have celebrated the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ over the powers of sin and death. We have proclaimed God's mighty acts, and we have prayed that the power that was at work when God raised Jesus from the dead might be at work in us. As part of God's church here, and empowered by the Spirit, we make these promises today. By the Spirit's power, I will dare to walk into God's future. Trusting him to be my guide. By the Spirit's power, I will dare to put my brothers and sisters in Christ first, that we may grow together in love. By the Spirit's power, I will share what I have with others and minister to those in need. By the Spirit's power, I will dare to pray with my brothers and sisters in Christ until our hearts beat with the longings of God. By the Spirit's power, I will dare to carry the light of Christ into the dark places of this world. Faithful God, who fulfilled the promises of Easter by sending to us your Holy Spirit and opening to every race and nation the way of life eternal, open our lips by your Spirit, that every tongue may tell of your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
is master and my God. Assist me to proclaim, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of thy name, the honors of thy name, the honors of thy name, the honors of thy name.
May the Spirit kindle in us the fire of God's love.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, see how great, how great is our God. And age to age he stands, and time is in his hand. God.